Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Welcome into a special edition of BGN Radio. I am your host, Michael Kist, and today we're going to talk about some betting and gambling with this upcoming Eagles-Seahawks Monday night tilt. We're also going to get into some future bets, some fantasy that we like, and to do that, because I'm not the expert in this field at all, we are going to have Matt McEwen of Sports Betting Dime come back on and chat with us and tell us how he sees the lay of the land in this thing as we attempt to attack and cover it from every angle. So some early day betting advice for you. Let's kick into that right now, and we will see you after the game tonight with a new Kist and Solak reaction show to break down everything that went down. Matt, welcome back to BGN. How you doing, brother?
Hey, Michael, thanks for having me. I'm doing well. Still licking my wounds from a rough betting day Sunday of week 12, but I'm getting through it. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. We're going to talk about some of that. We're going to talk about some of those bad beats and everything like that. But first up, of course, we have to talk about this matchup, Monday Night Football, Eagles, Seahawks. So, and let's get right into it. So you're the betting expert. This is why I lean on you. And I've seen some slight movement in the line for this Eagles Seahawks game since the weekend. I saw it over the weekend when me and Solak did the Kist and Solak show. It was 5.5. It seems to have stabilized around 5 points. I expected to see a harder shift to the Seahawks when we got the opposite because of the Lane Johnson news with him being out for the season. But Matt, what's your thinking for the game tonight on this?
Yeah, you know, we've seen quite a bit of movement. You know, we're sitting at 6.5 now. Even just last night, we were only at 6. So we're starting to see that little bit of shift towards Seattle, but we're getting towards that significant number 7, right? Once you hit that spread of 7, you'll start getting a lot of action the other way. So I think the books are a little bit, you know, afraid of that right now. But 93% of the money right now is on the Seahawks to cover.
A little peek behind the curtain. We're recording this at 9 a.m. This is probably going to go up at like 10 a.m. When do you think we see a shift to where someone might be able to get, you know, a jump on that 7-point line if things are shifting that hard? Because I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not that confident in the Eagles tonight. I picked the Seahawks to win. I would probably pick the Seahawks to cover. And I can guarantee you there's not going to be a whole lot of money coming in from Philadelphia, right? There's no mail-in ballots coming in to shift this thing in favor of Philadelphia as far as the betting public goes, in my opinion. So when do you think we start to see that shift if we do?
You know what? I'd say about midday today, you know, early afternoon, if there hasn't been any money, you know, starting to even this thing out, if the money continues coming in on Seattle that disproportionately, you'll see it'll probably be a little bit closer to game time than you're thinking, you know, early afternoon. But yeah, books are they don't want to open themselves, they don't want to expose themselves to that sharp action coming in late, right? Yeah. So you know, even though we're saying 93% is on Seattle, they still feel maybe they have not taken you know, significant money yet on this game. So once they start feeling, hey, we've taken significant money, that's when they're really going to start making their moves. So I wouldn't be surprised to see this at 7 by early afternoon.
And then the other part of this is the over under has reached 50 points, or reduced to 50 points if you're tracking movement, which is a total that the Eagles have not hit since October 18th, but the Seahawks have hit in 8 of their 10 games, and even their last game against the Cardinals, they had 49 combined points, so you might as well call it like 9 out of their 10 games they've hit 50 points. I've been inclined to take the under on the Eagles for a while now, both for just, you know, what I think their score is going to be and just the total game, but it's just a lack of confidence in their offense, and particularly Carson Wentz. How are we feeling about this one, considering that this is the top scoring offense in the NFL with the Seahawks going against a team that we may or, like, we were talking before the show and you were like, how you feeling about Carson? Because I've been going back and forth on this one for about 18 hours. And I'm like, I don't know, man, but how are we feeling about the over-under on this one?
Yeah, so I saw this total open at 52, actually, which was very, very surprising. That's a bit of a high total, like you said, for an Eagles offense that hasn't inspired a ton of confidence this year. But yeah, you know, last night we had dropped to 48.5. We're back at 49 at most books, but you can still, if you shop around, you can still find 48.5 if you're looking for the over. How do I feel about it? I'm hoping this gets back up to 50, and I would like to bet the under on it. I think Seattle's defense, they played quite a bit better, even though, like you said, 49 points. But that was a very good Arizona offense that they were playing. And I think they've looked better. They've been able to rush the passer a little bit better. That's not exactly what you want to hear as an Eagles fan. They're a team who's starting to rush the passer a little bit. Wentz has just been under pressure all year. But, yeah, I mean, ultimately it does. It boils down to I was telling you about the props with Carson Wentz that I don't know if I can trust them. I don't think I can trust them to hit this over.
And they you mentioned the pressure. You're right. In the last two out of the 3 weeks, you take the Goff game out where they weren't able to get any pressure on him. But you look at Josh Allen, they pressured him 36 or 38% of the time. You look at Kyler Murray in that game. You're right. The defense looked better and they came up with the game ending sack. They also pressured Kyler Murray at the third highest rate that any quarterback was put under pressure in that week. So I definitely agree with you there. Any prop bets that you really favor in this one? Are we looking at, let's go with one for each team on the offense there.
So like I was saying, I've been really wrestling with this idea of betting the Carson Wentz overs. the books are baiting you a little bit right now. It's gone up a little bit since last night. Last night I found Carson Wentz passing total at 239.5 that I found it at. And I mean, I was really wrestling with that one. Today it's up to 249.5. So, I'm certainly not loving the over on that one. Instead, I'm actually targeting Jalen Reagor from the Eagles. I think there's some value there. His receiving total set at 47.5. He's averaged 6 targets per game over his last 3, and he's averaging 42.2 receiving yards per game this season. I think they're just really banking on a Jalen Reagor breakout game soon, and then they're forcing it. That's the guy they need in order for this offense to do anything, in my opinion. Miles Sanders has been great, but Seattle's run defense has been pretty good this year. But I think Rager's the guy here who I'm looking at, and you can also get him at +300 for an anytime touchdown as well. I like that one. Flipping over to Seattle, I mean, you look at Metcalf, you look at Lockett, you're not getting very good prices on them anymore this year. They've just been too good. So I don't see a ton of value in either of those two. But with Chris Carson returning, I know the Eagles' run defense has been pretty good this year, but I think with the slump that the Seattle offense has been in, I call it a slump, they're still scoring points, but right, they haven't been the same explosive offense that we saw in the first 6 weeks or so.
Correct.
I think we're going to see them really force the issue with Chris Carson. They're going to kind of reestablish that running game a little bit, let Russell Wilson work off the play action. I don't like I said, the Eagles' run defense has been pretty good. I don't love his rushing total, but his receiving total is 18.5. Oh. And very low, right? And he's a back. They certainly like feeding him the ball through the air too. He's gone over that total, the 18.5 total, in 4 of his 6 games this season. So
yeah,
I like the over 18.5 on receiving yards. And again, I like him for an anytime touchdown too. You can get him at +120. So plus money on a guy who scored in 4 of the 6 games he's played this season. I'll take that.
Yeah, I like those bets, and I agree with you there as well as far as bets to take and bets to avoid. You mentioned Carson Wentz, around 250 passing yards. He hasn't done that in the past 3 games. Not super confident that he's going to do it here today, even with, the porous Seattle pass defense, all that stuff. Reagor, Doug Peterson mentioned that Travis Fulgham is getting more attention. Teams are scheming him away. This would be a fantastic time for Reagor to shine and show that he deserves some attention as well. I mean, they obviously... They designed one up for him in the red zone, specifically, I think, to get his confidence going as a rookie, seeing as he's missed some time. So I could definitely see him scoring in this one. But let's move on from the Monday night matchup, and let's look back before we look ahead again, because we're going to talk some futures in a second here. But what was your worst beat of the Sunday slate, and why is it always those doggone Chargers?
You're going to make me relive this.
Yeah.
The horrors of Sunday of week 12. Yeah, that Chargers one was awful. You had Chargers +4. I was on Chargers +4. I also had the over in that game too, which, I mean, they came out, scored 2 quick touchdowns, and I was feeling pretty good. It was 4 turnovers in the fourth quarter combined. Just back and forth, terrible offense.
Pain.
And they just decided to take a break there in the fourth quarter. I it was very frustrating, but you know, I figured at least with the Chargers driving the field there, they get that. I shouldn't even say driving the field. They get that
Hail Mary,
lucky Hail Mary that they pull in, and you know, hey, all you got to do is come up, spike the ball. You got three shots at the end zone, and yeah, they come up and run it. real miscommunication, as Anthony Lynn put it. But it was a really bad one. He scores there, you know, you get your plus four backdoor cover, and I know a little about the backdoor covers from Sunday. I was also on the Browns -6.5, who allowed Jacksonville to score a touchdown in the last couple minutes. I was also on I actually jumped on the Giants -4.5 when that line opened.
Yeah,
moved up to -6. And yeah, you know, same thing. They allow Brandon Allen to score a late touchdown. Two backdoor covers that really hurt yesterday. It was a rough one. That was a really rough one.
Yeah, Giants winning 19-17 against the Brandon Allen-led Bengals is good enough to give you the lead in the NFC East, which is fun.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Life moves pretty fast. Are you drinking water that can keep up? Smartwater Alkaline has everything you need to stay hydrated, no matter where your day takes you. Whether you're pitching a tent or your next big idea, Smartwater Alkaline can help you perform your best. It delivers a pure, crisp taste that makes it the perfect chaser after a big workout. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Whenever I have you on, I like to talk futures bets. Anything in particular standing out that may be slipping through the cracks right now that some of our bettors here at BGN need to be made aware of?
You know, the silver lining, I guess, with the Giants still winning that game yesterday was taking the lead in the NFC East for now, for at least, you know, hey, we'll see. The Eagles could upset tonight. We'll see. But a couple weeks ago, I actually had the Giants 10-1 to win this division. I thought it was just absolutely absurd to list any team at 10-1 in this division.
Those are crazy odds, considering the fact that number one, he's one of the remaining healthy quarterbacks in the division, and they were competing in games. Like I poo-pooed the Giants a little bit there in the segue, but like they were competitive. So I don't see why it was 10-1 in this division.
It's, you know what, they have the one unit in this division that I think you can count on, and that's their defense.
Yeah.
But yeah, that, I mean, no, sorry, not two, it was 3 weeks ago, November 9th, 10-1. So things were still looking optimistic in Philadelphia at that point. There was the feel that, you know, they were about to get healthy. And the Giants, yeah, you know, Daniel Jones had just finished giving the ball away for a handful straight weeks there, but I'm with you. It was 10-1 was crazy, and I mean, reason enough to bet it. And here I am sitting on it now. I still actually like the Giants price right now. You can get them a +260 to win the division, to win the NFC East still. And I like that, you know, especially considering you're looking at Philadelphia being 6.5-point dogs tonight. You know, you're expecting, I shouldn't say expecting a loss, but the spread says they are going to lose tonight. Giants hold on to the lead in the division. And again, like I said, if there's one unit I want to rely on in that division, it's the Giants defense. So I still like that price at +260. And then you know what? The other one is the other team from tonight. I actually you can still get the Seahawks at -180 to win the NFC West, which I like. Their schedule the rest of the way is easiest in the division by far. I know it's a very tough division, but you know they took back the they've split the tiebreaker now with Arizona.
Right.
The Rams, I think, are going to continue just being that up and down team.
Might have something to do with their quarterback.
It could. Yeah. You know, looking like an MVP contender 1 week to you know, first round bust the next week. Right.
Yep.
That's been the Jared Goff story. But I do. I think, you know, again, assuming Seattle wins tonight, I think this that line's going to push to, you know, -240 or so. So yeah. -180, I would get on that while you can.
So Giants and Seahawks.
Giants and winners. Seahawks. If you want something from the AFC, I still don't mind the Pittsburgh Steelers to win the AFC. So I jumped on this one early in the season, preseason. I liked – we saw the Steelers defense last year and how good it was once Minka came over. Mm-hmm. I like that to continue, and you get Ben Roethlisberger back. Basically, you get a legitimate quarterback back under center. I'm sitting on Pittsburgh right now, plus 1,200 to win the AFC. Right now, you can still get them at plus 270. I think they are the only team in the AFC, maybe outside of the Raiders, who, you know, are not sitting in a nice spot. But I think they're the only team who can slow down the Chiefs.
Yeah.
You know, they'll be able to pressure Mahomes. They've got the DBs who can cover. I think they've got the scheme. They can, you know, they're not going to play Todd Bowles and leave man-to-man coverage on Tyreek Hill.
Right, right.
So I think there's still some value to be had there, Pittsburgh plus 270. I ultimately think the AFC comes down to one of those two teams, and that I think that's still a pretty good price to pay on Pittsburgh.
I like that bet. I also think the Steelers are the only team that can slow themselves down, because they always tend to have these weird, especially on the road, their splits are particularly interesting. You saw the game with Dallas. I didn't think the game against Jacksonville, the score looks fantastic for them, but they tend to play down to their competition. They tend to play up to their competition, so they can compete and they can frustrate the heck out of you. But they're undefeated, and their schedule really ain't that bad moving forward. So I like that one too, Matt. I appreciate you joining us here on BGN again. Go ahead, plug yourself, plug your work, let the people know where to find both, man. Go crazy.
Hey, awesome. I appreciate that, Michael. So before I do that, I've got one more little bit for you here, and maybe this can inspire some confidence here in Bleeding Green Nation after I kind of dogged the Eagles. my formula that I put together predicting scores, the SPD score predictor. We went 3-1 yesterday on upset picks, you know, made 3.3 units. If you were betting it evenly last week, you know, went 2-3, still made money though, cause we hit that Dallas upset last week, actually. So tonight it's calling for a Philadelphia upset.
Oh,
it's like in the Eagles, tonight. I don't really want to tell you why. If I had to guess and start digging into these numbers, I think it's looking at the Eagles defense that's played pretty well, and the Seahawks defense that has not played so well, specifically against the pass. So I was just as surprised as anybody to see it's calling for an Eagles upset tonight. So, you know, I might be fading my formula on this one, but I just want to throw that out there. But you can get all that, you know, anything you're looking for, score predictions, team trends, betting trends, the updated lines. You can get that all over at sportsbettingdime.com. If you're new to betting too, you know, we've got you covered. We've got a bunch of 101s. You know, you're not sure what a money line is, not sure how to read odds, we've got you covered. You know, in your entire journey, whether you're looking, you know, where are the places to bet, make that bet, we got you covered from start to finish. So sportsbettingdime.com. And I'm Matt McEwen. Come up with the formula that's rocking right now, calling the Eagles. So
at this man tonight, if he leads you in the wrong direction, take all that anger from the Eagles loss and just throw it at him. I'm not saying they're gonna lose, right? Big upset time. We've got to be positive, right? Let's go win the division. All right, Matt. Thanks, man. I appreciate you.
Thanks, Mike.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.